Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone. Episode number 143 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. Beginning of March, here we are. January, February, we are into March. So hopefully if you had some of those New Year's goals, you're still going strong. If not, it's always a chance to start over. Remember that. Remember that each and every week. Listen, I want to start out with sharing something with you that is really important to me and special really to me, because it includes all of us. Like, it's not just me. This is every single person that listens to this podcast, and every single person that you've shared this podcast with is part of what we're going to celebrate here for the next few minutes. I had a friend of mine send me a screenshot this week and say, hey, do you realize this? And he had circled it and looked, and he goes, man, this is awesome, the impact that you're making on men throughout the world. And I was like, I had looked at this site before, but I had not looked in like several months. And it's pretty amazing. So do you know that together, us, me and you, have taken this podcast, Life Coaching for Men, into the top 2% of over 3 million podcasts that are out there globally? Yeah, we did it. Oh, we're in the top 2%. So of listeners of over 3 million podcasts, we're in the top 2%. So I just wanted to say a huge, huge, huge thank you for that. So cool. And I also wanted to just say, let's celebrate together, you and me and all of us, because we're all part of it. So I think I told you for months, you know, kind of on end, that the downloads just kept growing and growing and growing. I look at the downloads some, but, you know, you can't get defined by the downloads. You hope people are listening, and you, it kind of gives you a little watermark in terms of knowing that you're making some sort of an impact on top of the regular coaching that I do. But to see and to have some other people notice that, hey, we're in the top 2%, that's pretty cool. Pretty doggone cool. So we'll get to the top 1% soon, and we'll just keep right on going, right? But again, I just wanted to say a big, big, big thank you. So this week, I'm going to be fully honest with you. I had something else planned for this week. I had another topic. I had another title. I had it all formulated. I was ready to go. And then I had a conversation a couple days ago, and it stopped me dead in my tracks. And I was like, nope, that's what we're going to do the podcast on this week, because this is such a simple but profound, as you know, I like to say, and unique and memorable way to think about how to control your thoughts in the moment, especially those thoughts and especially those times when you feel like something has happened to you, or you feel like you've done something wrong, whether you've done something wrong or not. You know how we can be, especially with our spouses, we feel like we've done something wrong, and we really are like, did I really do something wrong? But I feel like I did something wrong. Did she say I did something wrong? No, but I feel like I did something wrong, right? And then, you know, well, should I apologize? Should I not apologize? You know, that whole story. So even in that moment, this is for you. Because I get clients all the time who say, you know, how do I change in the moment? I just can't get past this. This just keeps ruminating in my brain. This particular moment keeps just staying on me. I was working with a guy this past week, and literally were working through something that happened to him when he was 8 years old with his dad. He was 8 years old. And he goes, I just cannot get this off my brain. It just starts and it starts spinning and I start spiraling and I just go down this, you know, rabbit hole of thoughts and non-productive use of time, not only for myself, but in my brain, right? So I was talking to a friend this week and he said, you know, I love listening to your podcast. And one of the things that I have kind of taken from this is I take it and I've applied it with my workers, the people who work for me. And when they come to me and they've had this, you know, kind of not a deep traumatic experience, so don't go there, but they've had this, you know, traumatic experience where they are like, oh, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I said this. You know, I can't believe this has happened to me. I can't believe all of those things that we do, especially the ones that when you step back and you look at kind of a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lightest and 10 being the heaviest, this is like in the 5 and 6 range, right? It's not the ones that are way on over there that have had those deep, deep, deep wounds that you're having to work through. So think about that kind of 1 to 6 range. And he said, you know, I just tell my coworkers, I said, hey, we can have a 5-minute funeral. Let's have a 5-minute funeral. Let's digest all this. Let's take it all in. Let's mourn it. And then let's move on. And I thought, wow, what a great way to talk about embracing and feeling the feels, right? And the feeling of ineptness, shame, not good enough, hurt, embarrassment, right? Sad, mad, glad, all those, sad, mad, all those. When you wonder, hey, how do I move through this? And I've told you before on some previous podcasts, hey, you know, set a timer. Say, okay, I'm going to give myself 10 minutes, I'm going to give myself 15 minutes. At the end of those 15 minutes, I'm going to pick myself up by the bootstraps and I'm going to move on throughout the day. I've said that before, but I never thought about it in terms of a 5-minute funeral. Because once the funeral's over, it's over, right? It's over. And so I want you to think about some of the things that you're giving your power to right now in your life, or that you've given your power to this week, and how those have set in on your brain, and how you've allowed yourself to not live in the moment, to not live in the present, to live in that moment, or to live in that past, to live in that thought, and almost to where you're in a paralyzed state where you can't move forward. So let's say, I'll give you an example. Let's say your boss has called you in. You go in, your boss, and your boss is not happy with you on your a project that you've done. Again, it's not the end of the world. You just didn't do A work. You did C work on this project. And your boss has kind of called you out on it. And you're like, you know, deep down, you kind of know. Kind of know you did C work. You weren't completely present even in the project. You didn't do the research that you could have done. You didn't write it the way you could have written it. You didn't, you know, reach out to others for help. You just tried to kind of go out on an island by yourself. And now he's called you, or she's called you out on it. What do you do with that? And that's that moment when you walk out of that office and you're walking back to your office, or you're walking to your car, or you've just clicked off Zoom because it's a Zoom meeting. What are you going to do? And for so many people in this world, they let that moment define their whole week, let alone their day. They let it define their week, and then it can become a month, and then become, you know, it just keeps going. And you just keep ruminating over and over about, oh, and beating yourself up. Oh, I can't believe I did that. How did I let myself do that? I can't believe she thinks this about me. I can't believe she called me out on this. I can't, all the stuff, right? And in that moment, that's where I want you to think, hey, you know what? You know what he said? You know what Darren said on that podcast? I can have a 5-minute funeral for this. I can mourn it. I can beat myself up. I can tell myself all the things that I should have done and could have done and wish I had done differently. But when I'm through these 5 minutes, That funeral, that casket's below ground. I am not going to give it light again. I might still look at it. I might still honor it a little bit and go, oh, yeah, I remember that. I might learn from it, but I'm not going to let it define me. I'm not going to let it define me. You walk in at night, your spouse says something that triggers you. For some of you, when she says that and it triggers you, you're done for the night. For some of you, you're done for the next day because you wake up the next day and you're still spitting nails. You're so mad. And for some of you, it's continued on for several months and for maybe even years because of one thing that she said several years ago or one thing that keeps coming up over and over and over again. And you've never allowed it to breathe within you. You've never allowed that emotion to process. You've never allowed yourself to grieve for the feeling that is in you, that anger that just burns in you. You've never let it go. You've never let it go. Now, for something that's gone on for a couple years, it's going to take more than 5 minutes, but you get the idea. The idea is when you go home tonight, you know, if you listen to this in the morning, you walk in tonight and she says something that triggers you and it goes all over you, you got some options. And one of those options is to go, oh, I can have a 5-minute funeral for this. I'm feeling shame. I'm feeling embarrassed. I'm feeling anger. I'm feeling frustration. I'm feeling like I'm mad. Let me go get away for just a second as I'm maybe changing clothes. And I'm going to say, okay, what is this? Let me see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm really just, yeah, it's like, feels like I did something wrong. Let's just go there because a lot of us deal with that. Feels like I did something wrong. Did you do something wrong? And then you had, no, I didn't do anything wrong. Okay, what are we going to do about it? We're going to grieve it. How are we going to grieve it? We're going to say, let's just open up to it. We're not going to try to suppress the feeling. We're going to let it happen in our body. If your heart rate's up, right? If your blood pressure feels like it's up, if it's coming up the back of your neck, like I say it does for me, if it's in your chest, wherever it is, let it happen. Let it play out. Acknowledge it. Oh, there you are. Feel like I did something wrong, friend. We got a few more minutes together, and then after this, we're gonna have a funeral, and we're going to be done. And then you bury it. Big breath. How do I want to react in this moment? How do I want to be in this moment? How do I want to show up in this moment? And then you walk back out after you've gotten undressed and you're going to have a conversation. And you, as calm as a little lark, you're like, hey, babe, how was your day? And she'll probably look at you and go, who is this coming back out of the closet, right? Because she's expecting confrontation. She's expecting you to be standoffish. She's expecting you to be, you know, burred up because you got hurt feelings as you walked in the door. You're like, oh, no, I had a 5-minute funeral. I'm good. What's for dinner? Hey, do you want me to cook? Do we want to go out? Right? And you move right on through it. And some of you are sitting there going, ah, it sounds good, but it doesn't work. Well, have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried it? The answer is probably no. And if you've only tried it once or twice, you're right. Once or twice doesn't work. This work is not easy. It's not easy, but it's profound. It will change your life. If you take these tools that I talk about and these tools that I teach you and you actually apply them to your life in real time, or if you can't get to real time, you do it as you walk off and then you come back, it will change your life. It'll change your relationship with yourself. It'll change your relationship with your spouse. It'll change your relationship with your kids. It'll change your relationship with your coworkers, and on and on and on. But you have to be willing to do the work. It's like reading a book and then forgetting everything that was in the book and you're never applying it, right? It's like going to a seminar and walking away from the seminar all pumped up and 2 weeks later, you've forgotten everything and you don't apply it. It's the exact same thing here. A little bit of daily discipline in working on yourself and your emotions and how to process those emotions and how to notice your feelings and how to allow your feelings to come to the surface and then moving your feelings on and moving on through your day is how you progress in this area of your life. That's how you do it. I know because I've done it. That's how I know. You're like, how do you know? Because I've done it. And I still have to do it. Any of you out there that thinks you've arrived, just wait. Life will smack you in the face soon. Right? It's an ebb and flow kind of thing. But you continue to learn. You continue to grow. You continue to know about yourself. So this week, when something comes up, when something feels like it smacks you in the face, when he or she feels like they've just smacked you in the face, I want you to take that and let it come all over you and tell yourself inside, even kind of laugh, you go, oh, here we go, 5-minute funeral, right? And get out of there, feel all the feels. If you need to write some things down, write them down, get it on paper. Are the things that are running through your body right now and your brain right now, are they serving you? Are they serving you well? 98.9% that answer is no, right? Because the thoughts that are coming up in this moment are not self-serving good thoughts. Start to think about replacing those thoughts. Start thinking about moving through this funeral process. Get to the end of those 5 minutes and put the thing to bed. And you will notice on the other side of that, that automatically the temperature in the room will lower. You will start to feel better about yourself. You'll start to feel better about the other person. You'll start to feel better about the circumstance and the situation that you're in. And you will be able to show up, my friend, the way you've always wanted to show up, but you didn't think was possible. Whew. And that's worth the price of admission. Because that's how we want to be in this world. We want to be able to show up by retaining our power, by knowing that regardless of what comes to us, regardless of who says what, that we are able to stay in control of ourselves, in control of our bodies, in control of our minds, in control of our being, to be able to react and respond in the way that we want to. And sometimes, right, that means you need to raise your voice a little bit. Sometimes that means you need to pat somebody on the back. Sometimes that means you need to hug somebody. Sometimes that means you need to be very soft with them. Sometimes it means you need to be very forceful with them. But you will not react in the way you want to react if you are not in complete control of your emotions. And this is how you work to get there. I'm ready, right? Are you guys ready? Like, I feel like I'm ready. Like, someone, bring it on. Bring it on. Give me an emotion that I can process through and have this 5-minute funeral so I can come out on the other side and show that I have power over myself. So this week, work on that. Work on that. Email me if this podcast has been beneficial. I'd still love for you to rate it. A lot of you are still doing that. I noticed on Spotify a couple weeks ago, those ratings are great, certainly on Apple Podcasts. So please keep doing that if you so choose. And keep sharing it, right? Keep sharing the message. Keep letting people know. And if you yourself have been waiting to reach out to me for whatever reason, whatever's holding you back, hopefully you'll move through it this week. And you say, you know what? I'm going to schedule that consult because I know that I can beat this. Whatever it is that you're dealing with. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, DrDarrenWilson.com. Can't wait to see you back here next week, everyone. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.